Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Happy day seven of reset. We are making it to the end of our first week of this 40-day journey of prayer and fasting as we consecrate ourselves towards seeking the voice, the face, and the will of God. Today, I want to pray that someone's soul will be saved, that someone who stands outside the ark of salvation, who's never confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, will be led to do so. Today, I'm praying that someone who's struggling will receive a word from the Lord that gives them the instruction they need to stand fast and not grow weary in well-doing. Today, we're praying for those who are sick and shut in among us, that God's hand of hope and healing will rest upon their lives. Today, we want to pray upon those who are dealing with a loss of peace in both mind in spirit, that somehow worship would draw them closer to the Lord today, that they may inherit the peace that surpasses all understanding. What a privilege it is we have to not only pray together, but to worship together in spirit and in truth. I'm praying today that you would find yourself in that space, in that place of worship as you draw close to the Lord. Listen, I want to welcome everyone on the prayer line this morning on this day seven. I'm going to ask that you take a moment to reflect for just a second on how your life is different after 1 week. I'm not saying that you've been talking in tongues all of a sudden, but you should be able to sense something is different. Let me tell you, for me, I'm resting better. For me, I'm forcing myself to go to bed earlier, to be up, to be ready, to lead prayer, to meditate. I feel closer to the Lord as I'm praying, not only in the mornings, but I find myself invoking and inviting God into my life in every circumstance and in every situation. I find that I'm different. I don't reach out for the phone to get on Instagram and see the news reports and see who may have followed or unfollowed and commented on photos. This is something powerful happening as we're detaching ourselves from the world. What are you sensing God is doing in your life? How are things changing? How do you feel closer to the Lord? What's happening to you right now and as you're on day seven? Well, remember that as we get ready to go into this new week, because things are going to get a little bit more intense this week, our goal, if you're physically able and you're spiritually led, let me say that again. If you are physically able and you are spiritually led this week, we're taking meat off of our plates this week. We're even restraining ourselves more in our spending and our use of credit cards and gift cards this week. We're ending all of our streaming platforms. No more Netflix, no more Hulu, no more Amazon Prime. This week, we're intensifying our prayer and fast as you are physically able and as you are spiritually led. This morning, I wanted to lift up a prayer for our children that's been heavy on my mind, heavy on my heart. The Bible reminds us that Job used to intercede for his children to pray for them. That's one of the greatest assignments we have as parents. One of the greatest assignments we have as mature Christians is to cover our children. My prayer is that if I ask you what child you're praying for, that someone, that some name will be on that list, that there's some child you're connected to in family, as an aunt or an uncle, a grandmother, a grandfather, a godmother, a godfather. Something connects you to them that you want to lift them up in your prayer today. So come on, bow with me as we go into day seven and we take some time to cover our children. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, God of grace and mercy, this morning we rise grateful that your mercies have been brand new once again, and you've proven yourself to be faithful. How we thank you, O Lord, Heavenly Father, God, for the gift of life. How we thank you for looking over our sins and our faults of yesterday. Lord, we confess to you that even though we're seeking you, we still fall short. That although we're doing better, we're never perfect. The Bible says that if we ever reach a place where we say we have no sin, then we are a liar. Then we disrespect the grace of God, that the grace of God allows us to confess our sins. And Lord, today I pray that as we continue this journey of seeking you, that you would continue to reveal to us any area, any decision, any thought, any plan, any heart's desire that is sinful in your sight. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that we might continue to purge ourselves and discipline ourselves and walk away from the very things that are pulling us away from you. We're seeking you, O Lord, to put you as the utmost desire in our life, to make you the priority, to love you with all of our heart, to love you with all of our soul, to love you with all of our mind and all of our strength. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, keep us and cover us as we enter into this second week, as we commit ourselves to even a more disciplined diet, an even more disciplined spending habit, even more disciplined social entertainment. God, that as we walk away from these things, we find ourselves able to discern you even more, that we're moving all the noise, removing all the distractions, Lord, that we might see your face, that we might discern your will, that we might know what you're doing in our lives, and even more so, God, that we would see a change begin to happen in our land, that you would change this world through these, your sons and daughters who are committing themselves to living out the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this morning that you would give us the strength to not be consumed with hatred and anger and bitterness. Give us the strength, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, to not seek vengeance. Give us the strength, Lord, Heavenly Father God, to be patient with those who think and believe and live and love differently than we do. To accept, oh God, that in our differences, we find the beauty of all creation. Gracious Heavenly Father God, give us the strength to exemplify the love of Jesus Christ with all whom we come into contact with, remembering that this is how people will know we are the disciples of Jesus Christ when we live in the love of our Lord. This morning, gracious Lord Heavenly Father God, I want to join in with all of my brothers and sisters on this prayer line this morning as we lift up the name of children in our lives that we're covering. When I say child, I'm not only talking about a teenager or an elementary school student. I'm also talking about our grown sons and daughters who we still pray for and cover. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I want you to hear the names that we lift up. Wherever you are right now on the prayer line, even though we can't hear you, God, I would that you would mention mention the names of the children for whom you are praying this morning. That God will hear their names, that God, we are asking that you would keep and cover them, that you keep them safe as they go in and out of school, that you walk with them, gracious loving Father God, and keep them safe on the bus. Gracious loving Father God, that you'll give them the strength to not be consumed with any drug addiction. Lord, that they would fight the desire for premature, ungodly sexuality. Lord, today I'm praying that you would keep them from the dangers and addictions of pornography. I'm praying, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that you keep them and cover them from all the dangers. Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray that you would keep and cover them. Oh God, keep and cover them from the dangers of gang violence. Lord, we're asking that you would put your hand on your children. Lord, keep your hand on the children. Lord, those who aren't mature as we, who don't know what they don't know, who think they know more than they do, who think they know everything. And God, I'm praying that you would restore relationship between mother and father and child today. God, I'm praying that you would break any parent who feels that they always have to be right. Lord, reconcile those relationships where we put being right above being in love with our children. Lord, we ask that you would teach us to teach our children how to forgive, how to say, I'm sorry, how to love unconditionally, how to humble ourselves. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray for a restored relationship between those parents today, from those children that are estranged. Lord, I'm praying for that daughter or that son that woke up this morning in a prodigal place of life. Lord, we're asking this morning that you allow them to come to themselves the same way you did with the prodigal son. Lord, touch their heart and their mind that they may come back and find a loving home with arms open of a parent who's willing to receive, who's willing to restore, who's willing to reconcile. What does it mean to profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and lose their children, Lord? What does it proffer us to leave a legacy of faith within our children? I want to walk in such faith that God can say to the children what God said to Timothy, walk in the faith and the calling. The anointing of your grandmother, your grandfather, and your mother, and your father. Lord, that there be a generational faith that we pass on to our children, a generational hope, a generational conviction, a generational intelligence, a generational testimonial, God, that they may know that their life story did not begin when they came of age. But, gracious loving Father God, you've been working in generations before them. And God, that now they run the race that we've been running, that they fight the battles that we were fighting, and they continue to push in the same way we did. Gracious Lord and Father God, let there be a generational impact through our lives, and not only in our own biological children, God, but the children that we impact through our life. Gracious Lord and Father God, remind us that we are called to be stewards of more than just our biology, more than just our genealogy. But we are called to cover our children in our community and in our circles and in our churches. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, today I pray for all of those whose hands help mold and shape this generation, from our principals to our school teachers to our Sunday school teachers. God, anoint their minds, anoint their voices to our Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and Brownie volunteers, to all of them, I want to, all the, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To all the volunteers in the world, for those who volunteer in the Boys and Girl Scout Club of America, for those, oh God, who raise up children in Jack and Jill, Lord, wherever there may be an impact, an influence on children, I pray, gracious Lord and Father God, that you protect the mind and the hands and the hearts, that none who connect with children would do so under a demonic spirit of abuse and molestation and sexual violence. God, today we ask a keeping and covering over our children, that we might see them just as Jesus did, grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with humanity and in their walk with God. Lord, break into their hearts that they may confess and know in Jesus Christ, that they may be saved, that they may be redeemed today. Oh, gracious Lord and Father God, I want to lift up every a very special prayer for any mother, any father who's ever had to lose a child. God of pain, I'm praying that you would hold that mother and that father in the sacred memory of their child. There are those who've had to walk through that painful experience. And if you know one of them today, do me a favor, reach out and call them and let them know that I'm just praying for God to continue to strengthen their heart, because that's a pain that will never go away. Gracious, loving Father God, I'm praying for them today, for every mother, for every father that's had to funeralize, for every mother, for every father that's had to watch them pass in the hospital, for every mother, for every father that had to see their children become a victim of gun violence or a tragic car accident. Gracious Lord and Holy Father God, hold and help them today, that they may know that they are not forgotten, and we are praying for them in the powerful and mighty name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline your ear to us, O Lord, and grant us your peace is our prayer. On this day seven, as we seek your face, your voice, and your will, and we ask all these things in the mighty and the powerful and in the redeeming and saving name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And all of those who love God and were asking God said, Amen, amen, and amen. This is Pastor Hawley, and may the grace and peace of God keep you as we go forward into the end of the first week of reset. We'll be back here tomorrow by the goodness and by the grace of God at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And please don't forget, the prayers are recorded in case you want to call back in or you want to share with someone else. I love you with the love of the Lord Jesus himself. Have a blessed and beautiful Wednesday, excuse me, Tuesday. Everyone be blessed in Jesus' name.